Have you ever told a lie to save yourself from getting into trouble? I don't want you to answer the question out loud. I just wanted you to think about it. Now, let's try again. Have you ever let a friend down to save yourself from getting into trouble? Don't answer it out loud. Just remember how it felt if you have. Yeah? This is the situation Peter found himself in that we've just had read to us so well by Louise. Now, in order to understand, if we want to understand how Peter could have come to such a low point of three times denying he was a friend of Jesus, we need to go back a little bit earlier in the story, earlier in that chapter. So why did this happen? How did it get to this? Well, there are four warning signals, four warning signs that I'd like to highlight that pointed towards the situation going downhill. The first one is Peter listened too little. Someone once said, there's a good reason why God gave us one mouth and two ears. We need to use them in that proportion. We should listen at least twice as much as we speak. And you see, the moment Jesus said something to Peter that he didn't like hearing, he stopped listening to Jesus. He just switched off because he was consumed with defending himself. Don't we also fall into the trap of wanting to prove someone wrong for what they've said about us when we think it's unfair? Peter was desperate to show Jesus, you've got me wrong, and I'll prove it. And then, to make matters worse, Peter corrects Jesus. Twice Jesus warns Peter he's in danger. But Peter ignores Jesus' warnings. So again he didn't listen. Can you imagine telling Jesus, the Savior of the world? Sorry, you've got that wrong. Oh, that was right. We're up already. Okay, so some people just don't heed warnings, do they? And if they don't, there'll be trouble ahead. And there's the other one. Okay, let's switch that off a second. So, let us not fall into the trap of not listening well. And the next slide, please. So, listening well involves a few different things. And the next one, the next warning sign from Peter, is one of those up there. Let me give you a clue. What do you think? What do you think's the next warning? Hey? Hey, well, if my wife Sheena was here, she'd probably say there'd been a slight improvement. So what's Peter got? A big mouth, absolutely. Peter was a bit of a big mouth, wasn't he? He boasted too much. He could be a big mouth at times. And big mouths often don't think, often don't think before they speak. Peter is so arrogant, he boasts to Jesus and says, even if I have to go to prison with you, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And if boasting wasn't enough, Peter says, even if they all desert you, I never will. They, meaning the disciples. How do you think the other disciples felt when they heard Peter say that? But did you notice how Peter said never twice? I'll never disown you. I'll never desert you. Never say never. Because Peter was cocky. He was overconfident and he made presumptions. Somebody once said presumptions are posh lies. Let me share with you an example of what a presumption is. Now, this is a true story about an army general called John Sedgwick. This was 155 years ago during the American Civil War. He and his men, they suddenly realized that they were under enemy gunshot fire coming their way. So, can you imagine? Let's have some rifles from the middle on this side. Rifles. Can you try that? They were very quiet rifles. Yeah. Can we try that again? Right. No, they don't go bang, rifles. That's what... This side, ordinary guns. Pow, pow. Listen. Okay. That's enough practice. I need... Phrixos has been in the army. Phrixos is our general of this army here. Okay? And when I give you the sign, you order your army to fire. You ready?
Fire!
Excellent. Right. So, there was our general with his soldiers trying to work out where the enemy were. They were a long way away. So imagine, let's have our next slide. Imagine that General Sedgwick is on Richmond Bridge. Okay? And you can just about make out there are actually two bridges when you look north. The first one's the railway bridge, and the second one is Twickenham Bridge, okay? But if you look on the next slide, the people that were shooting at him, here's Richmond Bridge in the bottom left-hand corner, there's our two bridges in the middle, they were even further away, this army. They were up near Richmond Lock, that sort of distance. They were about half a mile away, nearly. And so what happens next? Brilliant. So the general turns around to his men, and they've all disappeared. And he says, "What do you think you're doing diving for cover?" He said, "I'm ashamed of you." And then, like Peter, he makes a boast. He makes a presumption. And you know what he says? "They couldn't hit an elephant from this distance." And in that moment, he drops down dead. Dies instantly. So, let us not fall into the trap of boasting and making presumptions. So the third thing, Peter prayed too little. Jesus asked Peter to watch and pray, but he kept falling asleep. And if we stop to think about it, we pray too little, don't we? And when we do, we're the losers for praying too little, because it means we end up doing things in our own strength instead of in God's strength. So often we push ahead with our plans instead of spending time with God. Peter didn't realize how vulnerable he was, and we also forget how vulnerable we are when we don't pray. So as a result, later on in the story, when there were fingers pointing at Peter in the courtyard, he quickly found he wasn't nearly as bold and courageous as he first claimed. Think about it. Within the space of just a few hours, Peter, who started this chapter so bold, so strong, so confident, he's become a frightened person, trying to hide with his hood up, trying to just blend into the background and hoping in the shadows that no one would recognize him. So the lesson for us is to ensure we lay a foundation of prayer so that we're on guard and we're ready for when temptation comes to spoil. This is what Mother Teresa said. She said, "Prayer's not asking, prayer is putting oneself in the hands of God." Thank you. The more time we spend with God, listening to his voice and focusing on him, the more Jesus makes his home in us and fills us with his strength. So let's each of us pray more, and we've certainly got an opportunity this coming week with prayer right the way through. And last of all, Peter acted too fast. Peter was quick to draw his sword, wasn't he? Peter wanted to be a superhero. He wanted to affirm his self-confidence. But he was out of sync with God before he realized that the sword wasn't either the answer or the reaction Jesus was looking for. All through the story, Peter had been making incorrect assumptions because he was looking for his own expectations to outwork. He was outside the will of God, and he was operating in his own strength. Here's somebody else who acted too fast. Can you see what they tried to do? They spotted a gap. They didn't want to queue. They thought they should make a quick shortcut. And what happened? Got stuck in the wet cement. Absolutely. So let's be people who don't react too quickly or too fast. So, as a combined result of these four shortcomings, he listened too little, yeah? He boasted too much, he prayed too little, and he acted too fast. As a result of those four, Peter lets Jesus down. And when he's in the courtyard, Peter's desire to blend in was the compromise. He didn't want to be identified as a friend or a follower of Jesus. And then a rooster crows, and Peter wakes up, done in by his own cockiness. Do you think Jesus and Peter could ever be friends again? Let's have the next slide up. And Jesus, this didn't just apply to Peter, this applies to all of us as well. Jesus says each time, no matter how far wrong you've gone, you can always turn around. And turn around he did. And he was fully restored. And Jesus offers us the same. We can be fully restored into relationship with him. Not only did Peter strengthen the other disciples, but he became a pillar of the early church in Jerusalem. So let's follow Peter's lead, moving from cockiness to confession to conviction. And in doing so, developing a stunning, remarkable, unshakable, irrepressible confidence in Jesus, not in himself. Thankfully, Jesus still wants to use imperfect people like us today. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, when we are frightened, please help us. When we don't know what to do, please help us. When we're tempted to lie, please help us. When we let our friends down, please help us. When we're sorry and we want to make amends, please help us. Amen.